Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
In studio with me today, I have got a young KZN tennis star, and she comes from Kuro Hillcrest. She's a learner there. Caitlin Rumduth and her coach, Stefan Fortman. And now, Caitlin has just returned from Egypt, where she competed in the African Junior Teams Championship, and then also won the Growth Point KZN Super 8, beating her opponent in straight sets. Welcome to the show, Caitlin. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And Coach Stefan, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we are excited. We're excited. So, Caitlin, you were off to Egypt. Tell us about your experience in Egypt.
It was such a good experience, you know, to play on clay courts, because we don't have any clay tournaments in South Africa.
Right.
It's always such a high level of competition playing against people from the Northern Africa. Even though we didn't qualify for the Junior Billie Jean King Cup, it was such a great experience.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's get to the bottom of it. What age did you pick up a tennis racket, and when did you know that this is what I want to do?
I was 5 turning 6. I was still in grade R.
Yeah.
I remember I was playing all the other sports except tennis, and I watched a match between Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams, and I saw how much they fought, and I saw how much how determined they were.
Yeah.
And when I started tennis, I knew that was just the sport for me. I fell in love with it instantly.
Oh, that is incredibly amazing. Now, with the tennis being something you do all the time, do you see yourself going to the Wimbledons? What are your dreams in the space?
Of course, I think the obvious answer would be yes, to play Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But for now, I have some of the biggest tournament in my junior career coming up in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's in KZN, hosted by my school, Kuro Hillcrest.
Right.
It's a J2, J1, and the JA. And it's such a big opportunity for me to play in them.
Wow, that is so exciting. Now, Coach, how do you know your child is a good tennis player? Because my son, he's got a record there at home, but I don't know. I just don't know, Coach.
It is a tough one. I think to really make it a tough, which
right.
Caitlin is,
yeah.
You can see with her frame, she packs a lot of punch for her frame.
Yeah.
She competes hard, and that's what the sport is about at the level she's playing at.
Yeah.
But leave that up to the tennis coaches to decide, Mom.
Oh, that is amazing. Leave it up to the tennis coaches to decide. I love that. All right, so you've got this tournament coming up. Tell us about your favorite tennis player. Who is your favorite tennis player, and why is that?
My favorite tennis player is Rafa Nadal.
Okay.
I just love his fight on the court. I love how much he competes. He is such an inspiration to me, and I just want to be like him one day. Even now, at such an old age, you know, he's doing so well, still winning Grand Slam.
I'm sure you'd say, I'm not old, Caitlin, please. Please.
No, even with his injuries and everything, he's still fighting so hard.
Yeah, he's fighting so hard. I want to ask you another question. You're a young person, and one thing about why parents like kids to play sport is to learn, you know, how to deal with losing, how to deal with winning, how to be a team player. Tell me, what gets you up when you find yourself, maybe you've lost and you're feeling a bit down? How do you get your spirit up again to say, Caitlin, keep going?
When I lose, I take as much as I can from the matches.
Yeah.
I know that I can learn a lot from my losses.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm just going to fight that much harder to be better than I already am.
Right, I see that. Now, Coach, how many hours a week does Caitlin put in to get to this level of tennis playing? And tell us about the discipline that comes with being able to compete the way Caitlin does.
Yeah, so that really depends on which stage of the training block we are in. Leading into competition, you know, there's times where we spend 5 hours on court, which includes fitness, it includes strength and conditioning, it includes hitting a lot of tennis balls. So it really does vary.
Yeah.
Tennis is an extremely demanding sport, so, you know, it is a discipline that, you know, you have to show character, and you have to put in the hard yards and make some serious sacrifices if you want to move anywhere in the sport. And that's where we try and stay. We try and stay in the present. We try and stick to the process and put our heads down and do what needs to be done, and then let the results kind of take care of themselves. So that's the whole idea.
Right. And what do you see for the future for Caitlin?
Yeah, again, she is a special girl. She's got a massive heart on court, and that alone, you know, takes you very far, not just in tennis but in life.
Yeah.
That being said, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. She is 16 years old. This journey is a marathon. So, you know, like I said, we try and stay in the present. We try and put our heads down and figure out what we need to do to improve day by day, make those sacrifices and enjoy that part of the journey. And wherever the results then go, That's the exciting part, is I suppose not knowing.
Right.
So as long as we're doing the correct things here on the ground, in our own backyard, then let's see what happens. That's exciting.
Speaking about seeing what happens, what's next for Caitlin? I know you've got the big tournament coming up in 3 weeks. What's next for you?
That is, at the moment, what's next for me.
Yeah.
Those three tournaments, it's like I'm going to be training very hard before then. But after that, I'm not sure. I just know I'm going to be training very hard.
Yeah, all right. Well, anything else, Coach Caitlin, you'd like to share with us?
All good from my side. These events that we're hosting, we're extremely excited about. We're hosting them at Cura Hillcrest. They're massive junior international events, so we're going to have some kids traveling from all over the world.
Wow.
That are going to be in KZN's backyard. So more on that to come in the next week or two. But that's something we've put a lot of work into, something we're proud to host, and we are seriously looking forward to those 2 weeks in Hillcrest.
Oh, that is amazing. Caitlin, wishing you all the best in the big tournament that's coming up, and thank you for representing KZN and South Africa so beautifully out in Egypt. And we look forward to seeing you on more international courts, playing the game you love so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. All right, well, there you have it, KZN. We're going to take some photos, Facebook Live, and we're going to post them. Caitlin is phenomenal, as I told you. Caitlin, she's a learner from Hillcrest, from Cura Hillcrest, and she was out in Egypt where she competed in the African Junior Teams Championship, and she's got the KZN Super 8 coming as well, and yeah, she's just a rising star. Don't forget us, Caitlin, when you're famous. Now, don't walk past me in the malls like you don't know me.
No, I won't. I'll always remember you guys.
I love it.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.